So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Kof Lamed Vav discussed HaKaisim D'Chasav L'Bnoi Mahayim L'Achar Maisai. Someone writes over his property to his son effective upon his death. And as the Gemara there explains, Akni Le Gufa Mahayim Uper L'Achar Maisai. The property belongs to the son immediately, but the father retains the rights to the produce until his death. In such a case, Zok the Mishnah, Ho'av Toile Shemacha L'Chol Mishi Yirtza. The father may harvest the produce and give it to whomever he wants. However, Masha Niach Talish Harei Yishol Yershin. Any detached produce that was in his possession when he died is part of his estate and divided equally among his heirs. The Gemara infers, however, Talish in Mechur B'Loi. Attached produce is part of the land and belongs to the son who received the property. The Gemara challenges this from a Braisa. Mocher HaBen B'Chayo Ha'av Omeis Ha'av. If the son sold the property and the father then died, Shamin Esem Mechubarin L'Lekech, we evaluate the attached produce and the buyer must compensate the heirs. Apparently because we do not consider the attached produce as part of the property. The Gemara answers, Kam b'bnai, kam b'achar. The father included the attached produce as part of the gifted land to his son because Hayel v'dayte shalodim kreva etzel b'nai. He feels close to him. However, he did not include the produce regarding his sale to anyone else. Zok the Mishnah, Hiniach banim gedoilim uketanim. If someone is survived by adult and young sons, Ein ha-gedoilim misparnesin al-idei ha-ketanim, v'lo ha-ketanim nizayim al-gedoilim. The adult sons may not purchase clothing from the estate, nor may the young sons purchase food from the estate. Rather, el chalkin b'shava, they divide the estate equally and each son supports himself from his portion. The Gemara explains, however, hay gadol achi delavish v'kasim ibeisa mayda avir avid. If the eldest son who manages the estate purchased fine clothing from the estate, he does not need to reimburse the other brothers, because ikhano liyasmi ki miyachsim melbushim noim ki heched l'shtamo mili. His respectable appearance allows him to represent them properly. However, Armish refers to Shacha, an idle person may not purchase clothing from the estate funds because the estate does not benefit from his appearance. The Mishnah continues, Nasu ha-gedoilim yisu ha-ketanim. As the Gemara explains, Nasu gedoilim la'achar misas avien, yisu ketanim la'achar misas avien. If the adult sons got married after their father's death and took their wedding expenses from the estate, the young sons may do the same. However, vim amber ketanim harei anu noisin kiderukshin nasasim atem ein shem elhem. Elamashem nasin lam avim nasin. This refers to nasu gedoilim mechaya avihen, v'amber ketanim la'achar mis avihen harei anu noisin kiderukshin nasasim atem. If the adult sons got married in their father's lifetime and the father paid for their wedding expenses, the young sons cannot take a corresponding amount from the undivided estate. They must each pay for it from their own portion because the older brother's expenses were a gift from their father at that time. Similarly, haniach banes gedeilis uketanis. If someone left no sons and is survived by adult and young daughters, ein hagedeilis misparnes aside haketanis v'haketanis nizaynis al gedeilis. The adult daughters may not purchase clothing from the estate, nor may the young daughters purchase food from the estate. Rather, elecholkis b'shava, they divide the estate equally. Nasu gedeilis yisu ketanis. If the adult daughters got married after their father's death and took their wedding expenses from the estate, the young daughters may do the same. However, if the adult daughters got married in their father's lifetime and the father paid for the wedding expenses, the young daughters cannot take a corresponding amount from the undivided estate. They must each pay for it from their own portion because the older sister's expenses were a gift from the father at that time. The Gemara introduces a shaila which is relevant to our Mishnah. If a woman marries with debts, can her creditor collect from her property, even though it is now beholden to her husband, based on the Takan Chacham of his right to the payers, the produce of her Nechse Miluk? This depends on whether Baal Lokeya Chava or Yerish Chava. If Baal Yerish Chava, the Chacham made him like an heir, her creditor can collect from her property because Malval Peh gave him an Yershin. Even an undocumented debt can be collected from heirs. If Baal Lokeya Chava, the Chacham made him like a buyer, her creditor cannot collect from her property because milva apeh ena gavim in elukuches. An undocumented debt cannot be collected from buyers. Now, regarding our Mishnah's ruling, nasu gedeilis yisu ketanis, it would also depend as follows. If Baal Yerish Hava, we could understand the Mishnah as nasu gedeilis labal yisu ketanis mibal. The younger daughters can collect their wedding expenses from the older daughters even if the estate was already divided and their property is meshubah labalehem because milva apeh gavim in ayershin. And the money the older daughters took is no more than a milva peh. However, if Baal Lokeya Chava, we would have to understand the Mishnah as Nasu Gedeilis Lebal, Yisu Ketanis Lebal. The younger daughters can collect their wedding expenses from the older daughters only if the estate was not yet divided and their property is not meshubel baleim, because milvapeh ain't a gevim in alkuches. However, Tani Reb Chia, Nasu Gedolus Labal, Yisu Katanis Mibal. This seems to indicate Baal Yerushav. However, the Gemara answers that even if Baal Akeach Hava, they can collect even from the husbands because Sha'ani Parnasa de Isla Kala. Now, wedding expenses are comparable to a Milva Bishtar, a documented debt which can be collected from a buyer because it is well known. The Gemara now cites several other sources to determine whether Baal Akeach Hava or Yerushav. The Gemara first cites two rulings which indicate Baal Yerush Hava. Ravin ruled Misha Meis Venich Almana Ubas, Amanasa Nezainis Menachasav. If someone dies and left a widow and a daughter, his widow receives support from his estate as stipulated in her ksuba. Furthermore, Nisis Habas, Amanasa Nezainis Menachasav. Even if the daughter married and her inheritance is now beholden to her husband, the widow receives support from the estate. Furthermore, Mesa Habas, Amanasi Nizainis Menachasav. Even if the daughter dies and her husband inherits her, the widow still receives support from the estate because the husband is responsible for his wife's debts. This ruling indicates that Baal Yerushav. Similarly, we know Memker Chayzer B'Yevel, sold ancestral lands returned to their original owner at Yevel. A Mishnah rules, Eilu Hein She'en Chayzer B'Yevel. The following properties do not return to their owners at Yevel. Among them, Hayerish Esishtei, a husband's inheritance of his wife's property. This too indicates that Baal Yerush Hava. A husband is considered an heir, not a buyer. For if Baal Akeach Hava Mishas Shanistis Afila Acher Miso Linafka Machal Mekach, if a husband were considered a buyer of his wife's property, this would not change even after her death and the land should return to her family. On the other hand, the following ruling indicates Baal Akeach Hava. Ba'usha Eskinu Ha'isha Shemacher Nixi Melug B'chaya Baal U'Mesa Ha'Baal Meitzi Mi'ad Al-Kuches. The Chum instituted that after a woman's death, her husband can claim property that she sold in her lifetime. Here we see Baal Akeach Hava. He's considered a buyer and therefore has first claim before the subsequent buyer. The Gemara reconciles these sources. Baal, Shavinu Rabbani Ki Yerush, V'Shavinu Rabbani Ki Lekeach, V'Echad Etav Alei Avdulei. The Chum gave a husband rights as both an heir and a buyer, depending on whichever status is to his benefit. Therefore, Gabi Yevel Shavir Rabbani Ki Yerush Mishum Pseidah Didei. Regarding Yevel, he's an heir so that he should not lose the property. Similarly, Gabit Taikonis Usha Shavu Rabbani Kilekeach Mishum Pseidah Didei. Regarding another buyer of the property, he's a buyer in order to give him first rights. Even though Ikab Pseidah Lukuches, the result of the loss of the other buyer, the Gemara explains, Inu Avsidu Anav Shayu, they brought this loss upon themselves. Because Kivin De Kabal, Lo Yibayalu Lemizvin Mi'itza Diyas Vituti Gavra, they should not have bought property from a married woman. However, Gabit Ravin Mishum Pseidah Dalmona Shavu Rabbani Kiyarish. Regarding the widow's support, he's considered an heir in order to protect her needs. The Gemara does not resolve the original question regarding love sava achla v'amda v'nissis, and there is a machlekes rishonim in this matter, see Rashbam. The Mishnah concludes, Zechei mebebanis mebebanim. Daughters have the following advantage over sons. Shabanis nizaynis alabanim v'ein nizaynis alabanis. Daughters receive support from male heirs, but young daughters do not receive support from the older daughters when there are no sons. As the Rashbam explains, when there are sons, they inherit the entire estate, and the daughters do not inherit at all. Therefore, the ksuba obligates the sons to support the daughters. However, when there are no sons, the daughters inherit the entire estate, and they can each support themselves from their own portions. Hanulach Yeshneichlim, Rav Bergsham completed the 8th parak of Masechta Baba Basra, and in the next year we will begin the 9th parak, Mishameis, Be'ezus Hashem.